This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S., Russian, and Ukrainian leaders speak briefly at Normandy, and President Obama honors those who changed history on D-Day. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. The United States, Russia, and Ukraine took tentative steps Friday to ease tensions spawned by the Ukraine crisis in a series of meetings on the sidelines of D-Day commemoration ceremonies in northern France. U.S. President Barack Obama met with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in a push to bring what the Kremlin called a speedy end to violence and military operations in eastern Ukraine. U.S. officials said Mr. Obama used the brief and unplanned meeting to emphasize that Russia can only contribute to regional peace by recognizing newly elected Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. The U.S. president urged the Russian leader to end support for pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. President Obama marked the 70th anniversary of D-Day when thousands of Allied troops fought and died while landing on beaches in Normandy, starting the liberation of Europe from Nazi occupation. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez is traveling with the president in France and has this report from Omaha Beach in Normandy.
On this June 6th, the skies once again filled with smoke and the ground rumbled as warplanes flew overhead. But this time the smoke was from a 21-gun salute and the planes were F-15 fighter jets flying in a missing man formation to honor the sacrifices of thousands of U.S. and other Allied soldiers. In a poetic speech to an audience that included several surviving D-Day veterans, President Obama called this democracy's beachhead.
Success may not come with rushing speed, President Roosevelt would say that night, but we shall return again and again.
The president said America's claim to liberty, equality, freedom, and the inherent dignity of every human being is written in blood on these beaches and will endure for eternity. Luis Ramirez, Omaha Beach, France.
NATO's military commander says the alliance must reconsider its force positioning and readiness because of Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove says that for more than a decade, the United States and its allies have viewed Russia as a partner.
For the past 10 to 12 years, we've been looking at Russia as a partner. We've made decisions across NATO about force positioning, force size, force readiness based on Russia being a partner. Now we see a Russia that is not acting like a partner.
In recent months, he says NATO saw Russia mass troops along the border of Ukraine and forcibly annex Crimea. That means the alliance will have to adapt. Afghan presidential frontrunner Abdullah Abdullah has narrowly escaped an assassination attempt that killed at least six people. A pair of explosions struck the politician's convoy Friday, shortly after Abdullah left a campaign rally in Kabul. Afghan Interior Ministry officials say the terrorist attack wounded at least 22 people. Abdullah was unharmed. Authorities say at least one of the blasts involved a suicide bomber. There were no immediate claims of responsibility, but on Monday, the Taliban warned voters to stay away from the polls during the June 14th presidential runoff. The militant group issued a statement saying it planned more attacks aimed at disrupting the vote, which is taking place because there was no clear winner in the April 5th election. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has embraced social media, and the public is quickly signing on to the spy agency websites. The CIA made the announcement Friday that it would launch the accounts on both Facebook and Twitter. In its first tweet, "We can neither confirm nor deny that this is our first tweet," had been retweeted over 75,000 times in just a few hours. Espionage fans can follow the CIA on Twitter at CIA and on Facebook for what the agency says will be the latest CIA updates, Throwback Thursday photos, reflections on intelligence history, and fun facts from the CIA World Factbook. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome, my friend, to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, once again, I'll take you backstage to one of New York City's most famous clubs, the legendary Birdland, to talk to a living legend of Latin jazz, Arturo O'Farrell. Grammy Award winner and multiple Grammy nominee, Arturo O'Farrell, the great pianist, composer, and band leader of his brilliant Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, took the time between sets on his famous Sunday night performances. He's carried on the tradition of his late great father, Chico O'Farrell, by leading the band at Birdland in New York City on Sunday nights. He took some time to talk with me, and I'm going to share that conversation with you and music from his new release, The Offense of the Drum. More on all of that with Arturo O'Farrell coming up. He's certainly one of the reigning kings of Latin jazz. His father, Chico O'Farrell, was born in Havana, Cuba, and Cuba has been the center of some of the finest music that jazz, Latin jazz, and the world of music in general has ever produced. And one of those fine musicians was Chano Pozo, who, when he got together with the legendary Dizzy Gillespie in the mid-1940s to create great songs like the one you're about to hear, a whole new style of jazz was exploding. Latin jazz. Now, here is Chano Pozo on the congas, and Dizzy Gillespie leading his famous band from 1947. The classic song is Manteca to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Solo fue un casual encuentro. Lo provoqué. Quise verte, tenerte una vez cerca. Esperé un bolero para poder abrazarte, sentirte otra vez. Mía, manos de cera en mi piel despertaban sin saber. Volcán de seducción, fuego, y te acercabas tanto a mí, invitándome a sentir que tu cuerpo es mi prisión. Se cae, siempre no quiero más lamentos, te quiero amar, enredarme en tu red de pasión. Cera en mi piel despertaban sin saber un volcán de seducción, fuego, y te acercabas tanto a mí, invitándome a sentir que tu cuerpo es mi prisión. Ahora ya soy prisionero de amor, preso de tu pasión, atrapado en tu amor. Ahora ya soy prisionero de amor, preso de tu pasión, atrapado en tu amor. Ahora ya soy prisionero de amor, preso de tu pasión, atrapado en tu amor. Amor, amor, ya soy prisionero de amor, preso de tu pasión, atrapado en tu amor.
Perdóname, mi español es muy limitado, but if you know Spanish, then maybe you know what the lyrics of that beautiful song Bolero mean, sung by a son of the Caribbean, born in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, the late, great John Lucien, the man that Herbie Hancock has been quoted as calling the man with a golden throat. I think some people have equated his voice, that beautiful, smooth baritone, to Nat King Cole and Lou Rawls and others. The late, great John Lucien, who passed away far too young at the age of 65. And I hope you enjoyed that song from his album, Endless is Love. Wanted to give you a little bit more of that Latin flavor before we talk to one of the reigning kings of Latin jazz, Arturo O'Farrell. Let's go backstage to Birdland in New York City for a recent Sunday night performance between sets
of Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. I had just seen some of the music from The Offense of the Drum, his latest release, performed live. Let's talk to him now here on VOA's Jazz America. I am lucky enough to have caught Arturo O'Farrell between sets here at Birdland. Absolutely. On one of his famous Sunday nights, and thank you so much for taking some time.
It's my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you. It really is.
I want to tell you, first of all, that was not just entertaining, it was inspiring. It
Thank
was
you.
Uplifting music, and I think that was by design. You have a strong spirit, my friend, and thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? That's a real compliment, because I feel like music is just notes and paper, but the spirit behind it is what really, really counts, and what you really want to communicate is the feeling inside your soul.
I say it's emotion made manifest in the form of sound. The emotion was high and positive tonight. Let's get right to The Offense of the Drum. I have a friend, a great trumpet player, who had just put out a record. He'd been doing mostly acoustic music, swinging over the years, and he put out an electric record. And I said, well, you may get a little pushback from some of the purists on this. He said, I love the music far too much to let it stay in just one place. And I think this applies to you in the music you're making. You're not just making Latin jazz. You're making Arturo O'Farrell music.
Wow.
And taking the music and pushing it forward. Don't you agree?
I try to write from my heart. I try to conduct from my heart. I try to play from my heart. I don't know how to make anybody else's music, and I'll never be able to. So I have to do with the best that I can, for myself. It's what I do. And I'm always looking forward and progressing and trying to create new sounds and new chords and new combinations, and it just means a lot to me. You know what? Jazz can be really stale, and I feel like it's the job of a few to keep it moving forward, and I feel like that somehow that burden fell on me.
You've done it with The Offense of the Drum in a very obvious way, with some very obvious moves that you're making here. First off, by bringing in so many apparently disparate, if you will, influences and artists. VJ Iyer, Donald Harrison straight from the streets of New Orleans, DJ Logic from the world of hip-hop and scratch and electronic music.
Absolutely.
And dub. That's pretty outrageous stuff.
I think so. I mean, I try to, it's really crazy because I just call these folks up out of the blue, but I try to work with people that inspire me. And I mean, it's just, there's a palette of musicians out there making great strides. Yesterday we did a concert at the Apollo, and Rudresh Mahanthapa was my guest.
He's great.
Oh my God, man. That guy can play like
alto,
unbelievable. And it was funny because, it's just always VJ inspires me, Donald Harrison inspires me, DJ Logic inspires me, the music of Peru, the music of Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that I want to be stretched, and I want to be, I want to learn things that I don't know. I don't want to play things I know. Mm-hmm. I get bored if we play the same music for more than a month.
Arturo Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra from the new release, The Offense of the Drum, with the song Alma Vacía. Now, here's another great band from the Netherlands. They hail. They are New Cool Collective, and they've been together for over 20 years. They've incorporated many different styles, from Africa to American funk to Latin music, into their mix. And here's a taste of the Latin mix with Boca Arriba from their release entitled New Cool Collective in Concert on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. We're on a bit of a Latin tinge on this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we salute one of the great young kings currently of Latin jazz, Arturo O'Farrell. And you just heard some great young kings of modern jazz from the Netherlands, New Cool Collective, that incorporate a bit of a Latin feel into much of their music. Hope you enjoyed that. And get ready for a song that's been requested that also has a very serious Latin tinge to it as well. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received which reads as follows. Greetings from Kigali. Thank you for the exquisite pieces you always choose to air. I particularly enjoy George Benson on the guitar. Albert, owner of a local radio station, Contact FM, tried running a program similar to yours with jazz cuts and interviews, but stopped shortly after. He probably failed to get diversified jazz records. I guess he was all too inspired by Jazz America. Cheers, Kizito, also known as Lilel Chuchi. Well, thank you so much for your kind message, and in honor of that nice message, I've got some George Benson for you with a decidedly Latin feel to it. Co-written with two of the great young artists in the New York Latin jazz scene, Kenny Gonzalez and Louis Vega, George Benson wrote this song for his album entitled Absolute Benson. It's titled El Barrio, and it features some other fantastic musicians based in New York, like Luisito Quintero and Luis Conte on percussion, and bassist Carlos Enriquez. Here's El Barrio, George Benson on guitar and vocals on VOA's Jazz America. America.
Thank you. nothing but the ghetto.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. If that song did not move you, please have someone check your pulse immediately. Oh, I just had to be moving while I was listening to that very Latin version of Dizzy Gillespie's classic Groovin' High from the album Chano y Dizzy, as Poncho Sanchez, the legendary conguero and trumpeter from New Orleans, Terrence Blanchard, collaborated on the music that Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie created years ago. Hope you enjoyed that from the 2011 release. Now let's turn to the inventive side of modern Latin jazz, as Arturo O'Farrell took some time backstage at Birdland in New York City to talk with me after a performance by the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra that he's led for so long now. We'll hear from the inventive new release, breaking new ground in Latin jazz, The Offense of the Drum. 1 foot in the tradition. There's no way you can escape the fact that you were raised in New York City with all of those different elements, that musical elements that are here. I almost don't think that the music you make, you have to have been raised in New York, really, don't you think?
I think so. I think New York is an incredible magnet for musicians from all over the world. I mean, incredible musicians come here. And what I think is very interesting is that sometimes they come here to learn the craft and then take it elsewhere. Mm. I'm in love with musicians who come here wanting to study and understand the roots of jazz, the roots of Afro-Cuban music, and then they go and they bring their indigenous culture, their aesthetic into the picture. And I think those are real heroes because they don't abandon their roots. And you're right. Man, I came from a very serious background, a very beloved Afro-Cuban composer, Chico Farrell, and he understood more than anybody else how to write for Count Basie, how to write for Machito, how to write for Celia Cruz, and then turn around and do, you know, work with Clark Terry. So there's an element, and this is the thing that I learned most of all from my father. There was no Latin, there was no jazz. There was just great musicianship and an attention to the aesthetic and the progression of the art, and I really believe that that's like futuristic thinking, especially in the day and age when so many folks are trying to conservatize, if you can coin a word. They're trying to really lock in jazz so that the select few can control the conduits of power and funding towards them. And I think it's really scary because they're people I love and admire. And I think that opening yourselves up to new influences and new strains is the only way to really keep those conduits flowing. We have a concert at the end of every season called Música Nueva. And contrary to all that I was told, you don't play new music, you don't play long concerts, you play something that people like, you don't play difficult music. Contrary to everything that I was raised to believe, those are our most popular concerts, man. And I think it proves the fact that the American jazz audience is not simple-minded, not scared, and not really interested in replication. And I think they're really interested in expansion and progression. And they'd like to see the music that we call jazz, the music that we love, go on forever and ever. And this is the way to do it, in my opinion.
We'll be right back.
with special guest Edmar Castaneda playing the traditional instrument, the Venezuelan harp. That's the brilliant Cuarto de Colores from Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra from the new album, The Offense of the Drum. New Latin jazz indeed. And here's another taste of new Latin jazz with a new aggressive sort of feel. What a story is Rodrigo y Gabriela's story. They are two guitar players from Mexico City, the same hometown of Arturo O'Farrell, who were playing in a thrash metal band and became bored with that. They decided they wanted to go into more of a jazzy area. They got together over the years with various musicians, and in the case of the album you're about to hear, Area 52, they performed with the orchestra, the Collective Universal Band Association from Cuba. Here's one of the songs from Area 52 entitled Hanuman on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. We'll be right back. Mexico's Rodrigo y Gabriela from the album Area 52. More of Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra next hour on Jazz America.